Stoughton. The Stoughton-Tecumseh Fire Department received a call for a house fire at approximately 4:15 p.m. on December 14, at a farmhouse located 26 kilometers northwest of Stoughton. Courtney Dickey had just returned home from a trip to Arcola to find a large amount of smoke coming from her home. She quickly dialed 911 and then was able to rescue three dogs from her garage. 12 firefighters were dispatched to the scene to see the wood-framed home completely engulfed in flames and were unable to save the structure. Road conditions were not at their best as this was the beginning of the storm that would blow in. According to Fire Chief Pat Slater, they were at the fire until around 10:30 p.m. The fire department kept things under control so it would not spread to nearby buildings as there are many farm buildings in the yard. Slater said, "It is devastating to lose your home, and everything in it, but losing it at this time of year makes matters more difficult for the family." The house was built by Bruce and Carol Dickey in the 1980s on the farm. When Bruce semi-retired off the farm and moved to Stoughton, his son Adrian took over the farm. A few years after taking over the farm, Adrian would meet and marry Courtney. They have a blended family with 5 children. Their Cadence is age 15, Adana is their 10-year-old daughter, Vander their 8-year-old son, Raylan their 4-year-old daughter and Kashan is 2. The Dickies are quite involved in the Stoughton Apostolic Church with the children attending Sunday school. They attend skating at the Fillmore Rink and have been involved with horses for many years. Riding lessons were to begin through New Hope Ranch in the new year, and Vander drives a slingshot race car at the Estevan Speedway. Courtney homeschools her children and can often be seen taking her kids to the New Hope Pioneer Lodge to visit the residents. The family lost everything in their home, including a beloved pet named Lola. Vander also lost his race car. The devastated family spent their night at Adrian's parents' home, then went to Rehina to have some much-needed rest and are uncertain of their next move. A GoFundMe page has been set up in their names through Tasha Kate, a friend of the family. Donations can also be made through the Stoughton Credit Union, where an account has been set up for them. Kate may be contacted for other opinions for donations. You can visit https://www.gofundme.com/f/y735ec?chid to support the family. At present they have received a great deal of clothing donations, but the Stoughton Curling Club is continuing to take donations for clothing and other items to help the family.